The assistant coaches this week will be tomorrow, and they'll be Justin Nenna and Guy Holiday. And when Coach Witt starts to take questions, remember we have a pass mic. Thanks.
Okay. Just briefly on last week's game, after watching the film, pretty much what we thought after the game, you know, just are not our usual physicality up front is what was lacking, and got to get that corrected. And you know, I mentioned we weren't as explosive enough on offense, and we weren't, and that really goes. I know we had some chunk yards, but point-wise, we weren't explosive enough scoring points, and so that was. Those are the two main issues. Couldn't finish drives didn't play with physicality, like I said. That's our trademark, is to be physical. Rivalry week, so it's back on. You know, it's been a couple of years in the regular season since we've played, and it's up at our place, obviously. So excited about that. Should be a great crowd. Should be a great atmosphere, and our guys will be ready. There's no doubt about that. Their guys will be ready. We're sure of that as well, and should make for a great game, like it traditionally has been. So questions.
Defensively, Utah was the only P5 team to shut out their opponent opening weekend. What really stood out to you about the defensive effort that enabled that shutout?
I think we played solid in all three position groups, front, secondary, and linebacker. They did a really nice job of trying to get the ball out of their hand quick with the quarterback, which I think maybe too quick at times and led to some inefficiencies in their throw game. But I think our front played solid, not as dominating as we can be up front on defense, but a good start to the season. Pleased with the young linebacker, not young, but inexperienced linebackers. Sunia and Cody, I think, were 1 and 2 in tackling on the team. And the secondary did a nice job. We had very few issues in the back end. So I think it was a combination of all three position groups just playing solid.
Would you describe your relationship with Kalani Sitake and how it opposes to the previous BYU coach, and what effect that your closeness with Coach Sitake will have on the rivalry going forward?
Well, I consider Kalani a close friend. I mean, there's a few people in this profession that I consider close friends. He's one of them, and I don't think it has any bearing on the game itself or any of that type of thing. But he's a guy that was with me when I first got the job. He was one of my first hires and did a great job for us while he was here. And I'm sure he's going to do a great job down there. He's off to a good start.
Kyle, there's a huge Polynesian influence on both teams in this game. In Utah's case, how have you seen that evolve over 23 years here?
Well, it started with Coach Mack. You know, he's the one that opened up, I guess you could say, the pipeline, the Polynesian pipeline to Utah football. And we've just been perpetuating it ever since. And it's been, like you mentioned, about 23 years. And Coach Mack made a decision back then that he was going to make it a priority to recruit the Polynesian athlete. And that's been a huge part of the success here at Utah is just that, the Polynesian athletes.
You and Kalani have appeared at some events together. What's sort of been the nature of those meetings? And do you guys keep it sort of friendly? Do you talk about the game at all?
In the offseason we had a golf tournament and some other, I think it was one or two other things that where we crossed paths. But we went golfing a couple times this summer together. I mean, like I said, he's a close friend. And so, we talk a little bit of ball, but not a whole lot. You know, it's more about family and what's going on in their lives and that type of thing. But Kalani being the head coach of the rival school doesn't impact my relationship with him at all. I mean, I still have the utmost respect for him. And like I said, I just feel, the friendship is solid and I expect that to continue, at least on my part.
It's obviously just 1 week, but what are your impressions or takeaways from the BYU-Arizona game that you watched?
I've seen the film. Quite a few hours of the film. Offensively, they're very balanced. 21's a very good player. He was the workhorse, carried the ball nearly 30 times. Taysom did a nice job running the offense. Over 200 rushing, over 200 throwing. Like I said, balance, and that, to me, that's key to being effective on offense, is having balance. Offensive line played pretty good, and you know, defensively, they got after it. They played hard on defense, held Arizona down. And the thing, they controlled the ball offensively. They didn't give Arizona a lot of snaps. I think Arizona was, you know, 45, 50 snaps, something like that. And that's not their formula. That's not how they win. And so they did a nice job of keeping that offense on the sidelines.
What would be the status of Corey Butler-Bird this weekend?
No change. Yeah, no change.
Going back to Satake, what is it like recruiting against him?
Well, it's just like always recruiting. You know, you recruit against the university more so than any specific coach. And we cross paths, you know, on a few kids in-state. But other than that, there's not a lot of crossing paths recruiting kids, particularly out-of-state. Like I said, it's more Pac-12 schools that we come across in Southern California, you know, in our recruiting footprint. And they're more of a national, I guess you could say, you know, with the LDS affiliation, more of a national recruiting base.
Expect to have Dominique back this week?
Hope so. We'll see. You never know. You know, he's progressing, but we'll see.
Now, can you talk about takeaways? They've been pretty big in this rivalry series the last 6-7 years. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, they're big every game. I mean, there's no more important stat than the turnover margin, and I'm sure it'll be a big part of this game, just like it has been the last several games in the rivalry and really every week. I mean, there's nothing special about that stat in this game other than we've had a pretty good run winning that turnover margin. But as far as the importance of it, it's every week, the importance of winning that battle.
Can you also talk about, I think there's 5 guys on the Utah staff that have BYU, direct BYU ties, and 3 on their staff, and you've coached with all of them. Is it hard to switch from red to blue and blue to red?
Well, I only did it one time, and it was back in 94 when I can only speak for myself, and my father was already on staff here, and so I had already made that transition mentally. You know, blood is thicker than water, and so, you know, when he was named the defensive coordinator here, I immediately, my allegiance was with him, and then when I came on board, it wasn't as big a deal when I came on board because I'd already mentally made that transition, I guess you can say. 2 years later, I think he got named in 93 as the defensive coordinator, and I came on in 95. So I had already been following and rooting for him for a couple of years.
First, you were talking about the Arizona game, but first game coached by Ty Detmer, was the offense of BYU kind of what you were expecting? Did they do anything particularly different?
Nope. Very similar to what I anticipated, and thought he did a nice job with his play calling. I'm sure they're glad that Taysom's back, you know, even though they got another outstanding quarterback as well. But I think they did a very nice job utilizing personnel groups, keeping Arizona off balance, and high percentage. They're very high percentage offense. They're particularly in the throw game, a lot of high percentage stuff, which is, that's great.
With the change in coaching staff, I mean, obviously you're familiar with most of the players on BYU from the Vegas Bowl, but with the coaching staff change, how does that influence preparation for this year's game versus preparation for the Vegas Bowl?
Oh, it's a whole different ball game. I mean, the schemes are completely different on both sides of the ball, and, well, not completely different, but dramatically different, and and obviously we know we're going to see things that we didn't see on the film against Arizona. I mean, that, you know, everyone's going to tailor their game plan to the upcoming opponent, and so we know what teams like to do against us. You know, we play a lot of man coverage, and therefore there's a lot of man beaters in the throw game and things like that. So we're fairly certain that there's going to be a fair amount of new stuff and change from what they did against Arizona, who's a primary 3-3 front and you know, a whole different animal on defense than what we are.
Coach, I think this is the fourth time you've played BYU outside of being in the same conference. How do you see the rivalry change because of that? And do you feel like it's maybe becoming, you know, the hatred and the intensity is maybe not as intense as it has been in years past?
Well, as far as the feel for me personally, in conference, out of conference, really no difference. I mean, it's the rivalry game, and it doesn't have conference implications, obviously, but it's every bit as intense. And I think that maybe there's been a little bit of a change in the venom in the game. I don't know. You'd have to. You know, it's more of a fan question than for me. But taking those 2 years off, that had probably had more of an impact than not being in the same conference.
What kind of concerns do you have about your offensive line as you reviewed the?
No concerns, because I know they're a prideful group and they'll rebound and they'll play well. And so I've got a lot of confidence in those guys, and they're good players. And my guess is they're going to prepare very well this week and be ready to play on Saturday.
Jamal Williams is back, and he looks as good as he's ever looked.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts on him as you evaluated film, and how much of a challenge has he posed to your front?
Tough runner, physical runner. You know, he's got size, he's got speed. He runs with a great deal of violence. You know, he's a guy that he runs like a running back is supposed to run. And he had a very good game, obviously, against Arizona. A bunch of carries, and like I said, he was the focal point of the offense.
How much of a challenge is it scheming for a guy like Taysom Hill who can, you know, break your containment and run?
Well, we see quite a few of those guys throughout the course of the year, so, you know, the dual threat quarterback is pretty much the what football is today, with a few exceptions. But so we got to just, you know, do our assignment sound. It's almost like playing Air Force in a respect when you're playing the zone option or the read option. Defensive end's got to be very disciplined and take care of their assignments. And Taysom didn't run as much this past game as he had in years past. I don't know if that's by design or just how the plan was set this week or last week, but we know his capabilities. And he's a real potent runner, very potent runner.
Are there similarities, differences between going against a coach that you've actually worked with, someone like Kalani that you hired, and you kind of know how he thinks a little bit, as opposed to another conference coach where you may see them, you know, at least once every single year, where you kind of get to know them in that frame?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that has much bearing, at least from my standpoint. I don't think so.
With Coach Guy Holiday on staff, is there anything that he can give you that you might not see on film, having coached BYU's wide receivers and having been around all their offensive players?
Yeah, he has some insight that we obviously don't have, you know, being around him for the last few years, and has more of the things that you couldn't possibly know, you know, what type of practice player they are, their mentality and what may bother them, what may not bother them as far as, you know, press technique or playing off, that type of thing. So,
the Vegas Bowl, is there anything that you can take from that? I mean, they have some of the same personnel, but new schemes. Is there anything you can take from that Vegas Bowl game into this one?
No, other than exactly what you said, personnel, matchups. You know, that's really the only thing that's applicable there, because the schemes are so different.
How about your own running game? What did you see on film? And Joe Williams still listed as the starter, but are you going to kind of continue to split reps with him?
Yeah, we'll give the other guys turns. And we just, like I said at the very beginning, we weren't physical enough up front or running the football. We didn't run with enough reckless abandon. You know, we got to run like we can't be tackled, not like we're waiting to be tackled.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Las Vegas Bowl, what was going through your mind in the first quarter, and have you ever been involved in a start like that either way?
Back at the Vegas Bowl? Yeah, never been involved in a start like that either way. And what was going through my mind is, are you kidding me? I mean, it's just like, you know, it was 7, 8, 9 minutes into the game, it was 35-0. That's almost unheard of, almost.
Coach, when you look back on your playing career, is it the rivalry game that stands out as the most memorable game?
No, I would say the SMU game. As far as my college career, the SMU Holiday Bowl would be the most memorable game.
And would you rather coach or play in the rivalry game?
Play any day. Any day. That's every week. Can't do that anymore.
Coach, as a former player in pro, do you find yourself instinctively rooting for BYU when they're not playing you guys?
Not really. I mean, you know, I don't, particularly when they're in the same conference, no, because you want to win the conference. And now, but you know, the dynamic with Kalani there is different. But I'm really immersed in the Pac-12, and other than when we play them, I'm completely immersed in the Pac-12 stuff, because that's who we got to beat and the conference that we're in.
More questions?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.